Welcome on in, everybody. First of all, I hope everybody is having a fantastic day. Everybody, this is Sweet Tea and Whiskey. I'm your host, Captain Orion. Thank you for being here. Today is Saturday, March the 18th. I hope everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful weekend so far. Admittedly, for some reason, I feel this is the first time I've ever done this. Apparently, it's been way too long since I've done a show because for some odd, strange reason, I'm overly nervous this morning. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I am. I want to start off today. I want to talk about something that I've thought about a lot over the last week. That's kind of been, I guess it would be fair to say, weighing on me a good bit, which is, I guess, odd to say. You know, if you've been here before, if you listen to other shows, one of the biggest things I wanted to accomplish here was being able to have open conversation, open dialogue, civil dialogue, with people that have different ideas or different belief systems, or, you know, just being able to talk to each other in a civil manner, even though we disagree on certain things. But one of the things I've really thought about, especially over the last week, is... So when I'm working, I'm alone, right? I'm driving down the road. I'm alone in my truck, and I can, for lack of a better term, I guess, rehearse the show that I want to do, or kind of practice what I'm going to say, go over ideas. And one of the things I've thought about is I want to be able to, in some way, either motivate, inspire, or educate people in some way, or at least entertain people in some way. And is what's odd is I know that's what I want to do, but for some reason I'm almost scared to say it. Like, it almost sounds cheesy in my head anyway, because I say that and then think, do I have the ability to do that? Do I have the chops to do that? Do I have the knowledge to do that? You know, is this something I can pull off? And two realizations I've come to is, one, I can do it just fine when I'm by myself. But when I sit here, I go live, I turn the camera on, I turn the mic on, for some reason, the best I can equate it to is stage fright. I get stage fright when I turn the camera on, and I worry about, now this is the weird part, and most of us have heard this before, that especially when you want to do something, like when you want to go out on a limb and try something different or better yourself or whatever the case is, like we've all heard, don't worry about what other people think. And I'm a fan of that. And I think it's best that you go after what you want to go after, and you don't worry what other people think. The fact of the matter is, one, that's really hard to do. We can say it, and we think we mean it, but as humans, I think we always want to, in some way, have approval or support of other people. But we also have to realize that we're not going to get that from everybody. There's going to be haters regardless of what you do. And the weird part for me is I'm okay not thinking or not worrying about what other people think. I've had a few trolls come by either while I'm live or in YouTube comments, and I'm okay with that. Those don't bother me. For some reason, I have this fear of, what about the people that know me? And when I say people that know me, I mean, like, people I went to high school with or people I've worked with before that have not seen me and have no input in my life whatsoever. And I haven't talked to in 10, 15, 20 years. And for some reason, that gets in my head. I don't know why. It's one of the oddest things ever. But for some reason, that's what happens. So we're working on getting through that. And I think that will tie in very well to today's topic. What I want to talk about today, a little different than what we've done before, is I actually want to go into personal responsibility and why I think it's important and why I specifically think it's important to better your own life. And one of the ways, or one of the reasons I think about this, is probably being a parent to so many children. And it's not a surprise, and to anybody that's raised kids at all, and especially once they get into the teenage years and their early 20s, kids that don't take responsibility is common. That's just part of growing up. It's something you have to learn. What strikes me odd now is the number of later 20-somethings, 30-somethings, 40-somethings that still refuse to take personal responsibility. That is very odd. It's a bit scary. And I don't think people understand blaming other people or blaming circumstances for why you are where you are is not going to make life better. It's not going to get you out of the spot you're at that you don't like. And, you know, this goes into, do I have what it takes to inspire other people? What are other people going to think about me? And then, you know, that leads into the other conclusion I've come to, or the realization I should say that I come to, is I will never do those things if I don't try. If I don't do this show, if I don't try to accomplish those things, if I don't go out on a limb and feel a little uncomfortable by doing this, then it definitely won't happen. I will never accomplish anything if all I do is sit and worry about it. What happens is I have to take the responsibility of that on myself and stop blaming outside forces. And I think that's what you see a lot you see a lot of that today, is people blaming certain circumstances or blaming other people for things not going their way. And that's basically what I'm talking about when I say responsibility. And you have to take control. You have to stop giving control of your life to other people. I would use personal examples. I've said before, I don't know if you can definitely tell, especially those that are watching here live on Twitch or watching on YouTube that get the video version of this. I'm a little overweight, I'm a little heavy. And I've said before that it is much easier to eat food that is not good for you. It is much easier to say, I don't have the time to exercise. And it may be more difficult to eat better food. It may be more difficult to find the time to exercise. But if you're really honest with yourself, if you really sit down and you really ask yourself, you know, the reason you don't do those things, and even though it's harder, that's a choice that you make. That's a choice that I made. I made the choice to take the easy route and buy things that are cheaper or taste better, or decide that, well, you know, it's kind of cold outside today. I don't want to go outside. I'm going to stay in the house, right? So the fact that my physical prowess isn't where I would like it is my fault. Like, I'm in control of that. At the end of the day, that is my control. I could also say I'm not particularly happy with the job that I have, which is very true. I make okay money, but my hours kind of suck. I don't particularly care to do what I do anymore. And I can make excuses all day long on why I don't change that, on why I don't strive to be better, to do better, to find another job, to apply at other places. And I could blame that on a ton of reasons. But at the end of the day, once again, I'm there because I choose to be there. Or at least because I've chosen not to try to change. And too often, we just get stuck in this giving ourselves reasons. It's giving ourselves excuses. We give ourselves a way out of not having to take that responsibility on and just say, well, I'm not going to do this because of X, Y, and Z. It's the same with say weight. Say you're overweight and you know you want to lose. Everybody wants to be fit. You know, you may not want a six pack, and you may not want to have, you may not want to look like, one of these bodybuilders. Maybe you don't want to take it to that extreme, but I think it's fair to say that most people want to be fit enough to where you could go to a theme park and walk around and not be tired all the time. You want to be able to walk a flight of stairs. You want to be able to play a certain sport. You want to be able to go to the beach and confidently, wear a bathing suit and walk around or hang out at the pool. You know, I think people aren't being honest with themselves to say that they don't want that in some way. But there's always these reasons why we can't make it. There's always, we always find somewhere to put the blame on why we don't have the outcome we want. And that is detrimental to not only the individual, but I also think society as a whole. And this holds true for relationships. You don't like your relationship that you're in. Obviously, it could be a little harder if you're talking about family relationships. Any relationship you can fix normally by taking responsibility, and if that means getting away from it, then you have to get away from it. That's your career. That's for your health. That's for everything. And even down to, once again, I'll fall back to me and talk about myself. There's things I don't know. There's books I haven't read. There's things I haven't learned that I would love to learn. All this personal growth aspect. I want to be a better person. I want to be a more knowledgeable person. Well, why don't I know these things? It's my fault if I don't know these things. We have, especially here we are, we're living in 2023. Access to information could not be easier. It could not. We have almost all information at our fingertips within seconds, but we don't do anything about it because we would rather play video games. We would rather binge watch our favorite new show on Netflix. We would rather just sit on the couch and be lazy. Like, we would rather do these other things, but somehow we've convinced ourselves it's not our fault that we're not getting better. It's not our fault that we're not moving forward. Okay. And it is hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to do. It's hard to make that step to go, most things in my life I can change. Now, obviously there are a handful of things that may be somewhat outside of your control, but let me touch on that for a minute, because there's things, and I don't know exactly what the quote is or who said it, but there's different iterations of it around that I've heard. But bottom line is, there are some things, well, there are a lot of things that you cannot control what happens or how it happens, or especially how it happens to you. What you can control is how you respond to that. So that's where the rubber meets the road, as they say. That's where you have a choice in the outcome. So you can blame that event, whatever it is that happened. You can blame that event all day long, all you want to, for whatever trouble you think it caused you. But the response you have to that is what's important. That's what makes you you, and that's how you better you, is you learn how to respond to all these things that happen instead of blaming why things are bad on that particular instance. Okay? Super, super important. And those, and that's a slippery slope, if you will, on why things don't get better and why you have all these negative consequences happening. You're not, you know, there's a saying about you have to be ready for the opportunity. Forgive me, I don't know what it is. I'm drawing a blank at the moment, but you have to be ready for, like, so many times I hear people talk about other people, about how lucky they got, about, oh, well, they got that job because this, and they were at the right place at the right time, or they knew this person, or whatever this circumstance is. There's always, I've heard it so many times in my life about how that person is where they are because they're lucky. And many times what people don't see is there was just an opportunity that presented itself, and that person was ready to take on that opportunity. They were ready to jump when the opportunity presented itself. And a lot of people, for some reason, see that as luck. And once again, it's, you're finding reasons to blame situations or blame, you know, there's something to blame. It's not, it had nothing to do with, well, I didn't better myself. I didn't prepare myself to be ready for that opportunity when it showed up. And I think a lot of people missed that. Pretzel Rocks, calm yourself down. Calm yourself down. Now, the only way I know that people learn about this is experience. And I think that's one of the reasons where, you know, toddlers don't take responsibility. They'll always blame. If you walk into a room of toddlers and ask who did whatever you just did wrong, there's a lot of pointing going on. It's a kid thing. And I think that goes on, right? It goes through the years, and it takes a while. It takes some experience. Yeah, because sometimes taking responsibility for things is hard. You've got other people in many situations, other people, what's the term? They think less of you, or they're disappointed in you. On top of the fact, now you have to be disappointed at yourself, right? There's a lot of that. It's sometimes it's hard. It doesn't feel good to say I'm the reason that things aren't going exactly like I want them to go. You know, it's not necessarily a good feeling, and it's just like anything else you do in life that is going to make you better. So take exercising, for example. You can't go to the gym one day, hit the treadmill for, let's say, 30 minutes. Let's say you stay in there a while. 30 minutes is a nice long time on a treadmill. If you go in on a Monday and you hit the treadmill, when you come home, you don't look any different. You don't really feel any different, other than maybe you're tired. And if you haven't done it in a while, or you haven't done it at all, then
I got me a subscriber.
Hey, what's going on, Squishy? Welcome on in. Then maybe your knees are weak, or your knees hurt. Not the weak knees. You know, now your joints hurt. So the only outcome you got from trying to better yourself was negative. Right? You don't look any better. You didn't lose any weight. And even if you did that 5 days a week, you're like, I've spent a whole week going to the gym so I can get in shape. But at the end of the, week, you're not in shape. You don't really feel any better. So you may think to yourself, why am I putting myself through this torture to not have a positive outcome? And I think when you, that's in somewhat the same way when you start taking on personal responsibility, when you start realizing that this is the way it is and it's my fault. I'm the reason I don't know more. I'm the reason I don't get paid more. I'm the reason I don't have a better job. I'm the reason. When you start taking all that blame, there's no instant positive outcome that comes from that. You know, that takes time. So it doesn't feel good. So it's much easier to blame circumstances, to blame people, to blame anything. People, you can find a ton of things to blame. And it's just easier. It feels better. And in some instances, it actually makes a little more sense. And, you know, I don't know the secret. I don't know the key. All I can tell you is when you start taking that responsibility, when you start taking personal responsibility, life gets better. It's not an instant change. But I can promise you, just from experience, that's all I can tell you. From experience, I can tell you, life gets better when you take responsibility. It just does. How do you get the people that, and we all know these people. We all know these people that blame the world for their problems. We all know the, and there's, for certain people, I don't know that there's a way that you will ever convince them of anything different. And even the obvious, it's, you know, and you usually know these people because it's the most obvious of things that they blame, or when they have an issue and they blame something else, you're going, but it's obvious that you made that choice, but for some reason you can't see that. And it's not, like I say, it's not just about, not only does your life get better, but all of a sudden, other people's life get better. And there's also a certain part of when you take on, and so I'm specifically talking about personal responsibility and answering to yourself for your own actions. But once you start to do that, then now all of a sudden, and your life starts to get in order, now you start taking other responsibilities. And I've always thoroughly believed that life is much more fulfilling and just overall better. When I said this last night, as a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, life gets better when you care about other people more than you care about yourself. And I don't mean that in a way where you give up on yourself and you don't take care of yourself. Obviously, you have to take care of yourself. You're kind of the number one. But I'm talking about that selfishness. And you see it especially now, especially in this social media age that we live in, where everybody cares about the likes and the shares and the, hey, look at me. Don't I look pretty with this filter I put on? Oh, don't I look such a great person because I did this thing and I filmed it for the world to see, right? We see that kind of stuff all the time. And that's the kind of selfishness I'm talking about. And when you take that, so you get your personal responsibility, right? You get that under control. Then you start to care about other people. And then you take on responsibility for other people. And this is one of those things, and I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it 1,000 more. Once you have children, that gives a whole new outlook on life and a whole new, I don't even know that I have the words to describe what it is. But life looks different to you now because all of a sudden you're not the most important person. In most cases, there are some exceptions I've seen, but for the most part, you understand what it's like to not care about you at the number one level, and that you're responsible for somebody else. And now you have responsibilities, and you have to take care of somebody else, and you have to support somebody else. And somebody is relying on you 100% for everything. And that type of responsibility brings, it sounds cheesy. I know it sounds cheesy, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's a whole new outlook on life and a different joy to life that you feel when you do that, when you start taking on responsibility, especially for other people, especially for children. There's just something that changes with that. I don't know. Squishy loves the cheese. But yeah, that is going to be that one. Everybody on Twitch, don't go away. We're going to hang out here. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like the video, subscribe to the channel. Because I'm going to be putting out a ton more of these. Squish, we love seeing you here. If you want to catch the live version on Twitch, I do record these on Twitch most of the time. You can catch me at CPT_Orion on Twitch. For those of you on Spotify, just go over, search all these things up. You will find it. I forgot, Miss Cree has a command now. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next time. Twitch audience, hang around, and we'll be right back.